In today's episode, we're taking a little bit of a break from our Women of the Old Testament series to do a special Mother's Day episode. And so I invited my friend Allie on the show, and together we're going to have a powerful conversation about women around the world. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life.
The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. I've seen the impact myself through the letters and the updates that I've received as a sponsor. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus, delivered through a church in their community because of a generous, caring sponsor like you. And you can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone, open up a text, and text Hearing Jesus to 83393. You'll get back a text with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or a girl to sponsor. When you sponsor a child, we will send you a copy of She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus, my Bible study, as a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Thank you for joining me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. Well, hey everyone, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. Today, I'm very excited to have my friend Allie Watson on the show. And Allie works at Compassion. She leads strategy for Compassion speakers and alumni communicators. So a lot of the alumni that have been on the show have been part of Allie's strategy for helping us communicate the vision and the heart and God's heart for the nations that Compassion so tirelessly works toward. And so Allie, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I was hoping you could maybe just introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about the role that you play at Compassion and how you even came to Compassion in the first place.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rachel. I'm so excited to be here with you and your community today. It's a treat to meet with a friend who loves what God is doing and is championing that kind of across the world. So I came to Compassion almost 5 years ago, actually 5 years ago next month, full time. Before that, I was working primarily with communicators and speakers and the women's ministry space. But a lot of the communicators I was working with had a great relationship with Compassion and were speaking on behalf of Compassion at some of the events that they were at. So Compassion and I just kept bumping up against each other in a professional sense. And we had sponsored a little girl named Maria Clara in Brazil for many years. She had this like beautiful red hair, and we just loved writing letters back and forth. And so when my professional world started bumping up against Compassion more and more, I just got really excited about it almost 5 years ago now. Transitioned to Compassion from what I was doing to manage some of the Compassion event partnerships, and really spend some of my professional experience advocating for kids around the globe and connecting sponsors or potential sponsors in state to kids who are waiting for sponsors around the world. So that has been such a joy and like a delight and an honor, really. Over the last year, my job has transitioned a little bit more to focus on strategy for our communicators and our alumni speakers, which has been such a sweet sort of cherry on top of taking some of my former experience and bringing it over to my work at Compassion. So that's been really sweet. My husband and I have been sponsoring kids with Compassion for many, many years. Most recently, I've gotten to meet one of our sponsored girls, Christine, in Kenya a couple times, first one in 2020, just before the pandemic, and again earlier this month in Nairobi. And so seeing her in 2020 and then seeing her again 4 years later just felt like the sweetest I don't know, it just felt like this sweet, like full circle moment of seeing her in the flesh, just seeing what God has been doing in her life over the last 4 years, kind of like just a beautiful tie-in of all the things that we talked about in our letters and how God is using compassion to continue transforming her life and the life of her family. I don't think it gets better than that. I wish every sponsor had the opportunity to meet their sponsored child in person.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much because it's a hope of mine to eventually meet some of our sponsored children. And just after having several conversations with alumni over the last couple months, hearing from them, their perspective on that sponsor relationship, I can just imagine how impactful that was for the child that you sponsor. And to meet them more than once, how special of an opportunity. And so I don't want to skip over that. You just returned from Kenya, right?
Yeah.
Couple of weeks ago, you were there, right?
I did. I was there on a media trip filming some content for some of our partners, filming content that's going to be used to mobilize people to sponsorship over the next couple months, primarily in radio, the radio space. And so that's been really sweet. So we filmed a lot in Nairobi. We filmed in Mathare slum, where one of many of our alumni communicators grew up. And so we kind of chronicled his story growing up in Mathare, in its home. And if you know a little bit about Mathare, it's one of the largest slums in Kenya. And so just walking through that with a group of people and walking through with Jay, who I think that you've had on your podcast recently, walking through, I've heard his story so many times over the years as we've worked together, but seeing his story come to life as we walked through like where he grew up and the home that he slept in, the friends that he grew up with, in the slums, his compassion center, seeing where he went to school, seeing where he was arrested for stealing as a young boy. It really just made his story come to life in any way for me. So it was honestly kind of a life-changing trip in that way, walking through someone's story versus kind of being a spectator. So it was really life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I, of course, Kenya is one of my favorite places. That's where I first ended up when I first started in the world of missions. And so I have not been in that slum, but I've been in another slum very similar, not too far away down in Nakuru. And those are some of the most desperate places on earth, truth be told. I mean, it really was life-changing for me, I think, similarly. And, you know, going to the garbage dump where we talked with David a couple months ago, where he grew up, literally walking through a garbage dump or walking through a slum where there's running sewage on the ground, or just seeing these one-room homes, if you can even call them homes, because they're just sometimes no more than cardboard or corrugated metal. It is such a difference, a stark, stark difference to see these men and women where they're at now versus where they started. And being able to see that firsthand is powerful. So I can only imagine the impact that it made on you because you're working with these communicators on a daily basis. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, because we are in May, which is Mother's Day month, and we have a lot of mothers that listen to the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about the girls that are part of the program, that are part of the survival program. And because you got to see that firsthand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the survival program is really sweet. And as you can imagine, everyone loves being with moms and babies. There's nothing better than like bouncing someone's baby while they smile at you. And then just watching your mother be so happy about, you know, just how sweet her baby is. The survival program is honestly one of the sweetest things that Compassion is able to do, in that a lot of moms are, especially in the countries that we're working in, are finding themselves expecting babies unexpectedly. Like they don't have, you know, access to family planning. Sometimes they're married, sometimes they are not. Sometimes their husbands have more than one wife. And so when survival is already difficult, like when day-to-day needs are already going unmet, to find yourself unexpectedly pregnant and really not having the resources of knowing how to take care of your baby, how to take care of yourself in your pregnancy, and then how to take care of your baby or the means to take care of your baby after they're born. And then all of those things that you think about not knowing in your first year of motherhood, all the developmental things that you need to learn, all of the ways that you really like nurture and care for that baby physically, developmentally, and then even spiritually, I think are just foreign and unknown and inaccessible for moms, and especially in the areas that Compassion is working. And so one of the Compassion projects that we visited had a really special program for moms and babies. And so moms really are nurtured and paired with like a mentor who walks through them through their pregnancy, their labor, delivery, and then walks with them through those first years of their baby's life. And moms are able to learn lots of ways how to take care of their babies holistically. They're provided some of the resources. The moms are given opportunity to do some sort of vocational training. So the center that I was at, there were two tracks for moms. There was a sewing track where moms were learning how to become seamstresses. They had all of these like really beautiful, like old school sewing machines that you imagine, like where your foot has the pedal. It was kind of amazing formation, but they have an instructor that's teaching them all about the machine, teaching them all about sewing, and then giving them the skills that they need and empowering them to become seamstresses, giving them like viable income. So one of the women, one of the moms that I met, had finished like most of her training there, and she'd begun sewing school uniforms for school age children. And so she was earning money for her family that way by sewing these beautiful uniforms for kids.
Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the Signature Five Lakes Blend and Chris's Blend, because for Chris's Blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code HEARINGJESUS. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code HEARINGJESUS for 20% off your first order.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
As you know, Rachel, a lot of times in the countries that we're working in, school is not free and you're required to wear uniforms to school. And so that is like a sustainable way for her to say, I have learned how to make uniforms. And so because they're a required thing for kids to go to school, now I know that I can meet this need. And then it helps meet the needs of my family. And then the second track, I didn't get to see this one closely, but the second track they had at this particular center was for moms to learn baking. And so learning how to make like bread and cakes and all kinds of things. Again, giving them a viable income stream. So they're an expert in this sort of subject matter. And then it gives them the opportunity to earn income for their families, to start their own businesses and provide that way. And honestly, seeing these moms like walk out of these training programs with such dignity was just unreal. I'm a mom. I have two young boys. Just thinking about like as a mom being so empowered, number one, that someone would walk alongside of me in early, you know, when your baby is like an infant, like moms who are further along than you, giving you all kinds of knowledge and resources, and then experts who are teaching you how to best care for your baby, and then giving you the knowledge that you need to provide for your family, like What honor, what dignity, what hope restored for moms who are already struggling.
Yeah, I love that so much because I have so much firsthand experience with this. And it was always so heartbreaking for me because, especially during the pandemic, there was such an uptick with girls that were getting pregnant, oftentimes not by their own fault or their own choice. Yeah. I knew of several girls that had been in an organization's school, and this had happened in a lot of different countries. And then because of choices maybe a family member made, or even because of, you know, when you're living in poverty, you have a different set of choices than what you or I would have here in the States.
Yeah.
And so they found themselves pregnant, young girls, I mean, 12, 13 years old, finding themselves pregnant. And in many of the African countries, especially, once a girl gets pregnant, they're no longer permitted to go to school. And so, you know, we know that education is a big piece of the holistic program with Compassion. But in general, when a girl is not allowed to go to school, it can have some devastating consequences. And so one of the things that I love about the survival program is you can actually sponsor mothers and children together, which I think is phenomenal. But also I've seen it firsthand, the impact of when a child or when, a child gets pregnant and is not able to go to school. And then also, you know, there's been different scenarios that you and I've talked about this before where, you know, I've been inside of Kenyan prisons and seen babies in jail. And a lot of times those moms are there either not by fault of their own or for a very minimal offense, something like not having a business license, which costs like around $8 to have a business license. Maybe the husband didn't have a business license to sell in the market. And when a mom goes to jail in many of the African countries, the babies go to jail with them. I mean, I've literally seen it. And so to have an opportunity to have a program that brings literal survival to some of these moms, it can literally be life-changing, not just for the mom, who often they're very, very young themselves, but also for the baby that they're carrying. And so I love this aspect of it's literally a survival program for these moms. And it is something that I have been so passionate about. It's actually where the majority of the tithe from the show goes, because I've seen the difference that it makes in the life of the children and the moms. And I also love this idea of the sustainability portion, because, and I'm just going to share real quickly, one of the experiences that I had was, you know, years ago, this was years and years ago, probably at least 10 years ago, I remember going on a trip to Kenya, and the team had taken tons of flip-flops. And we got there, and of course, we're giving out flip-flops, not realizing that, number one, we had put the flip-flop man out of business that week. But then secondly, we ran out of flip-flops, and there was one little boy, we were in a garbage dump, and there was one little boy that did not get a pair of flip-flops. And it ended up that a girlfriend of mine, she ended up taking her own shoes off and giving him her shoes. But I remember just thinking, like, this does not feel right. And then also, we know flip-flops don't last very long. So then there's this dependency that we've created. And it's like, okay, well, when are you going to come back and bring me more flip-flops? And that was the first time, the first trip that I was like, okay, we have to be doing something differently. And so this idea of sustainability with teaching them how to sew or bake, you know, I've seen that again firsthand, the difference that that makes. So when you are offering a skill to a mom that otherwise has limited resources or options, it can be life-changing. I mean, I remember years ago, we rescued a young girl off the street. She was maybe 13, 14 years old, and she had really been involved in the red light district, and she was selling her body. And even her decision to go into that situation was not hers. She was sold into that situation. And she had a little one of her own, and we helped get her off the street. And I remember going back a couple years later, and one of the things we did very similarly is we taught her, gave her a sewing machine, taught her how to sew. And by the time we went back a couple years later, she was making dresses for the president's wife, the president of Kenya's wife. And then not only that, she had gone back and rescued all these girls off the street where she had been in that same situation. And so again, I've seen firsthand that this method works. And so I love this idea of not just, it's never just a handout with Compassion. It's never that way. But yet giving moms an opportunity to not just survive, but really thrive. I mean, I love that aspect of this holistic care that is given not just to the moms, but the children. So, you know, I wonder about some of the moms that are involved in the program, like, what does that look like? So if you make a decision to sponsor a mother and a child together, what does that typically look like?
Yeah. So for the first year of a baby's life, it typically means that that Compassion staff, so that survival program staff, is visiting mom at home often, like teaching mom about emotional, social care, social, physical, and spiritual components of how to take care of her baby. And then the moms gather together at the Compassion Center. Like, all the moms and all of their young babies are together. So they're learning from one another. They're supporting one another. They gain this like incredible community of other moms who are walking through the exact same season of life. And wow. Then they have these incredible mentors or social workers, experts, you know, nurses, whatever that looks like, who are coming in and giving their babies medical checkups, vaccinations, et cetera. And then they're doing it in the context of community, which I love because we know in the power of community and the power of the church as a whole. So these moms are worshiping together, their babies are playing together, they're learning together. And then, of course, their babies are cared for while they're in these sort of programs. And they're, I'm honestly, when I was in the little sewing training room, some of these moms, like, their babies are playing together in the room. They're like in little walkers and different things. And so it just felt really communal. I think I spoke to the dignity part of this, but I kept remembering that part of scripture where David talks about that God is the lifter of our heads, and thinking about, like, David was feeling so tired and so weary. Think about these moms feeling maybe similar, like really tired, like really weary, really hopeless. And then coming into this compassion program where they're going to get this community that walks alongside of them in support of them and their babies in this really critical time of life, and then empowers them with the skills that they're going to need to be able to help provide for their family. They don't necessarily feel hopeless. Not only are they getting the presence of community and the gospel, all of these unique experiences for their babies, but also they're given the gift of learning something new. I mean, just think about, like, even as moms now, how great that they have the opportunity, like we do, to be a participant in and not necessarily just a recipient of.
Yeah.
And that for the first time, they can believe that their child has opportunity or an outcome that does not directly correlate to the geographical place and where they were born.
Yeah.
That somehow their child is going to grow up with opportunity beyond what society or what a geographical birthplace would suggest they would become.
Yeah.
I think Jay mentions often, he's like, where I was born, boys grow up to be thieves and girls grow up to be prostitutes. And for these moms who are coming into the Compassion Survival Program with their babies, can look and say, like, okay, my child is going to grow up with compassion through all of their schoolhood until they graduate. And because of that holistic sponsorship from the time that they're here to the time that they graduate, like, they don't have to become a thief. They don't have to become a prostitute. Like, their outcome in life is not determined by where they're born. I just think that that's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, for any moms that have ever gone to a MOPS group, you know, that's what I kind of think of, in the sense of how much that was a rescue for me when my kids were little. I mean, that was a lifeline for me. And I just think of the community aspect of what it takes to raise a child and having somebody to come alongside of you and say, okay, especially because a lot of times they did not have a good example with their own mothers.
Yeah.
And so for many of them, they're learning, you know, the biblical way to love and raise a child for the first time. And many times it's the first time in generations that they've had the opportunity for something like this. And I just love that what you said, that God is the lifter of our heads, because I think about seasons in my own life, motherhood can be scary and lonely and hard
and dark.
Yes.
Tiring.
Yes. We
and
get
also
it.
All the wonderful things, but alone.
Yes.
Living in poverty is already hard enough. And then raising a baby in poverty when you know that's not what you want for your child.
Absolutely.
And just feeling hopeless, feeling shame, feeling desperation, and knowing that there's a light.
Yeah. That's so powerful. So does it cost more to sponsor a mother and child together than a regular sponsorship would?
No. So $43 a month sponsors a mom and baby, and that really helps provide for all of the baby's needs at the moment, and then also help provide, like we talked about, all of the care for a mom in that season. And then you'll continue being able to sponsor that child as they grow, being able to nurture that relationship, disciple that child through letters, and then watch them grow up and be a part of their story.
I love that so much. So for the month of May, what we're going to do is if you go to compassion.com/hearingjesus, the first people that will pop up will be these mothers and babies together. And so you'll get to see these sweet pictures of these mamas holding their babies. And I just love that. I think I already have a heart for that program, but just even just encouraging any moms that might be thinking about sponsorship, this could be your month. And it's kind of like a BOGO sale. You know, I'm always down for a sale, two for the price of one. I love it. But just also realizing the impact that that makes generationally. You know, I think one of the things that I love about this program is it's not just changing things for the mom, it's changing mm-hmm. things for the baby and generations to come. I mean, I think about Jay that you went to Kenya with and his young daughters and just some of the conversations that we've had about generationally how things look so much different for his children than where he was at when he was growing up. And compassion is really the thing that made the difference in all of those scenarios. And so I'm so thankful for the work that y'all are doing there, the work that we get to be a part of, the work that we get to show to our community. And I was wondering, as we go to close out, if you would pray, perhaps even for the mom that is thinking about her own context and how hard mothering can be, but then also through the lens of mothers in other countries that are living in poverty and the hope that the gospel offers. I think that's the thread that I want to make sure that we don't forget about, that this isn't just some humanitarian aid program, but really the whole goal is to offer this transforming hope of the gospel that Jesus offers these moms. And so I love that aspect of it. And I think sometimes as moms, especially when we're in the season of mothering, when our kids are little and maybe we're not getting out of the house as much as we would like to, or it's just hard to get out of the house while, you know, bundling everybody up and all of that. I think sometimes for me, I know when I was in that season, I felt like, okay, well, what can I do? I can't go on a mission trip right now. I can't even sometimes get to church every week because my kid is sick or whatever. But yet this is something that as a mom, I can do and help another mom. So I love that aspect. So I was hoping maybe you could just pray for that mom that might find herself in that place today.
Absolutely. Father, we are so grateful that we get to have conversations about how you can use us to connect with moms, maybe on the other side of the world, who are living in desperation, who don't have hope, who are wondering if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, who are living in the deepest, darkest parts of poverty. Physical poverty, social poverty, emotional poverty, spiritual poverty, God. And we know that you have given us the ability to help meet people's needs as a way to meet their spiritual needs too, God, that through sponsorship, we know that these moms and babies can also come to know you. And the spiritual impact, the generational impact of that is giant. And so God, we know what it feels like to be moms in the trenches of motherhood at different ages and what a hard and amazing and lonely and critical place that is. And so sometimes I think it is hard for us to get our own families to church or to think like, I'm so tied up with my own obligations, my own things that I don't have a way to engage globally. I can't go on a mission trip. I don't have a lot of resources to give. But God, maybe this is our opportunity to step into the life of another mom and encourage her and disciple her and pray for her through letters to encourage her to keep going, to encourage her in all of the ways that she's learning to take care of her baby. She's learning how to grow spiritually. God, if you are prompting us, if your Holy Spirit is prompting us, may we be courageous to act. May we be women that say, God, we know that you are leading us and we will follow and you have our yes. So God, if you're prompting us to sponsor a mom and baby today, give us the courage to do it. Give us the courage to click a link or fill out a form or choose the mom and baby that you want us to help encourage and disciple through letters, reminding her that she is not alone and that it's a big kingdom and that we all get to be a part of it. God, again, make us courageous and help us be faithful in stewarding what you have given us and the opportunities that you've given us. We love you and we thank you for Jesus. And most importantly, God, thank you for these moms and these babies. May they grow like Jesus in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming and just sharing You know, one thing that you said that I want to make sure that we don't overlook is the opportunity to write letters to the moms. I think that is such a special thing. And even though I am not currently, although after this month, it probably will change, I'm not currently sponsoring a baby and a mom. I do have a really young little guy. And so his mom actually writes the letters for him. And so through that relationship of writing to him, I've been able to just encourage her. And even just some of the prayers that she's prayed for me, for my children, my family, oh my gosh, it's been so impactful. And so already just even the specialness of that relationship, I'm just so thankful for. And so I think just even forging a friendship and discipleship with some of these young moms is such a special way to engage too. So thanks for pointing that out. I forgot to mention.
I love that. No, I love it. It's like such a great opportunity to take just a few minutes to encourage someone.
Yeah.
And then receive those letters saying like, we're just praying God's richest blessings on you. And you're like, I have all that I need. That's so kind and just unbelievable. But yeah.
Incredible. So if you are thinking about joining a sponsorship of With Compassion, you can go to compassion.com/hearingjesus, where we will have some moms and babies pulled up for you to take a look at. And then you can also text to sponsor the word hearing Jesus to 83393. And so you can get more information there, or you can reach out to me and I will be glad to talk to you about it. So Allie, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been awesome.
It's my honor. It's such a good time to talk to you. And thank you for all that you're doing to advocate for compassion to kids around the world.
Yeah. Well, it's a blessing to be able to do it. All right. Thanks, Allie.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, friends. If this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page, where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.